Here we go from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, very good morning,
Mike. Yes, house sales, plenty of house sales and pretty good prices depending on where you're looking, of course.
Yeah, I reckon. Look, we've been talking about the introduction of the funding for lending program, Mike, that's being mooted by the RBNZ, and that we got get details of that in the November monetary policy statement. But now we've got some hard data or hard evidence about house sales in the REINZ data for September. So that gives us some insights, you know, into the housing market, which effectively potentially talks to the demand for credit. So, I mean, here's the logic. If we assume you've got higher prices and higher levels of turnover, if you assume that that leads to higher levels of debt, mortgage debt, then that's supportive of the demand side of the equation from the point of view of, you know, the FLP lending. Is there their demand for it? Because there has been this question, it's all very well putting the money up there, but will people want to borrow it? Well, this, in a circular, reasonably circular fashion, tends to indicate that conditions are more favourable for that.
Yeah.
And the RENZ numbers do support, I mean, the anecdotal evidence that things are pretty busy out in the retail space. So the number of residential properties sold in September was 37% higher than last September. So that's a pretty substantial rise, isn't it? 6,112 sold last September, 8,377 sold this September. So lots of happy real estate agents. But that's the highest number of properties sold in a month in New Zealand for 42 months. Highest number of properties sold in a September month for 14 years. Now, Auckland had the biggest boost, which I guess is understandable because you're sort of coming out of those restrictive levels and it was opening up a little bit, but 53% gain in the number of properties sold, which is quite a remarkable statistic. But, you know, to take that sort of restriction movement out of the levels out of it is happening all across the country. You see large numbers of transactions, places like Canterbury, the Waikato, you're seeing significant percentage rises as well. So, but the election seemingly not having any impact on the real estate market. And that's quite unusual because it normally does.
Yeah.
And I know, Mike, I always say that there's a combination of factors behind moves like this. Well, that's because there usually is. And we do have it again here. You've got low interest rates, no international travel, confidence returning. So we're seeing spending elsewhere. But, you know, to some degree, Mike, I think we're seeing the housing market echoing what we're seeing in the share market, which we talked about yesterday. This is that asset markets react in anticipation of future conditions. They're forward-looking. Low interest rates are here to stay, and things probably get better.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they will. It's just a matter of how much better to counteract how much worse it got this year. Now, the card spending, we're out doing that as well.
Yeah, what are we doing with our plastic? Well, when we moved out of level 3 in Auckland, we got it out and we went spending, Mike. That's what we did, and it's going pretty good. In actual terms, retail spending in September this year was above September 2019, up 7.3%, and at the core retail services, up 9.1%. Spending up in four of the six industries that they look at there, Mike, and it's the big stuff that's selling, which is interesting if we view that in the context of the housing market that we've just been talking about. People are going out and they're buying furniture, they're buying hardware, appliances, recreational goods. You know, that sort of sector up 19%, 250 million compared to last year. Spending on groceries, consumables, strong as well. But if I look at both of these issues, Mike, I look at spending in the housing market, it feels to me to be consistent with the observation that we're going into a tricky period now when we're really going to notice the lack of international tourism over the summer months. But we're going into that tricky period probably in slightly better shape than we thought we were going to be.
Yeah, I reckon that's right. What are the numbers?
23, just on the Dow, we're looking at 28,748. They're down 89 points at the moment. The S&P 500, 3521, down 12. But the NASDAQ is up 33 points at the moment, 11,909. The FTSE 100, 5969, lost 32 points. The Nikkei, 23,601, gained 43. Shanghai Composite, 3359, it was up 1. The Aussies, they gained 64 points on the ASX 200 yesterday, closing at 6195, and another good day in the NZX 50, up 97 points, closing at 12,453. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar on the wholesale markets will get you 0.6644 US, 0.9278 Aussie, 0.5661 euro, 0.5128 pounds, 70.12 yen. Gold just dipping under the 91,900 mark, 1,891. And Brent crude a bit stronger, $42.53.
Superb. See you tomorrow morning, Andrew Kelleher and the good people at jmiwealth.co.nz.